Harold's work could hit a baseball farther than any man alive. Harold's work could kick a football higher than any man alive. Hike! Harold's word could run the mile faster than any man alive. In fact, Harold's word could do anything. Only, he wouldn't. Hello, my name is Jack Peterson, and this is The Man Who Wouldn't by Julius Fiefer. Baseball and football managers came to Harold's word, and they begged. Harold, sign with us! You'll have glory, money, status! Girls. Track and field batting tees came to Harold's work and they pleaded, Harold, sign with us! You'll have free transportation, lots of banquets, a team jacket with your name on it. Girl. but to all of them, Harold's work simply replied, Guy! Percy, Harold's work just wanted to continue making his living as a filing clerk. I don't understand people sometimes. I mean, I don't even like the sport business. I like the filing clerk business. The sports business doesn't really present a challenge. The filing clerk business presents a challenge. I mean, one day, I may make a bookkeeper. And so the baseball managers and the football managers and the track and field magnates met with the sports magazine columnists, and they issued a press release. Extra, extra, read all about it! Harold's won't play! Harold's word refuses to play! Which the public read, and they replied. Thank you. Oh. Well, obviously, any man who does not play the game is against the game. And any man who is against the game is against fair play. But I will tell you this. Any man who is against fair play is against our way of life. I highly disapprove. But Harold paid no mind to them. He simply said, just let me alone and let me do my work. And that's where things seemed to settle. That is, until the new Olympics were announced, it was said that Russia was to have its greatest team ever. They had someone who could hit a baseball farther than any man alive.
And bada, swing,
They had someone who could kick a football higher than any man alive.
Hard, down!
They had someone who could run the mile faster than any man alive. Terrified, the State Department called an emergency conference. Press, hey gentlemen, it has come to our attention that in the new Olympics, Russia is to have its greatest team ever. I know. It hurts. Therefore, it has been decided. Harold's work must play in the Olympics for the United States. We shall send a representative to get him. Dear Harold. Give this to Harold's work. Shortly, there came a reply to State Department from Harold's work. No. Check his loyalty file, which they did. Okay, let's see. That's Iran, United Kingdom, United States. S. Let's see. S is Stewart's bag. Swerg. It was Swerg. Let's see. Tax income. Here we go, loyalty. He's never belonged to anything! And that just seemed to be it. Harold's work was not interested in belonging. So, they sent in the congressman.
Harold? It is the rule of democracy that a majority decides.
Ah.
Now, a majority has decided that they want you, Harold, to play in the Olympics for the United States. So, tell me, Harold. Are you trying to crumble our foundations?
Just trying to be left alone. Get out. Shocked and desperate, the State Department made one final attempt. A special appeal from the President of the United States.
Da 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 da.
Harold, do you want the American people to lose?
Oh, so that's what everyone is so bothered about.
But I don't understand. What's the problem with losing?
I mean, it's only a game. I mean, losing's just the other side to winning. What's the big deal? Don't listen to Mr. President! Keep your head down and your ears plugged!
Advised all the president's advisors as they hastily plugged their ears themselves. The public was outraged. They booed and they hissed! They lit Olympic torches in his lawn. Then one day, when things were at its hottest, Harold's word came outside.
Boo!
Shh! Swag will play! Swag will play! Oh, fine, I'll play! Oh.
The public was ecstatic! Newspapers jumped on the story.
Extra, extra, read all about it! Ellsworth will play in the Olympics! Ellsworth will play in the Olympics!
Both political parties claimed credit. Soon, it was time for the Olympics to begin. The first event, who could hit a baseball the farthest? First, the Russians.
Bada swing.
Duh! Oh, there goes the extra bit, and calling it at 300 feet, 41 inches. 300 feet, 41 inches.
Next up, Harold Swerk.
Oh, there goes, and 300 feet, 41 inches.
300 feet, 41 inches. The next event, who can kick a football the highest? Again, first came the Russians.
Duh! Oh, it goes up, and 79 feet, 5 inches. 79 feet, 9 inches, straight up into the air, ladies and gentlemen.
Again, Harold.
Just give me the ball. Oh, up, and 75 feet, 9 inches.
Oh. The final event, who could run the mile the fastest? This time, they went at the same time. All right, they come to the starting line.
And they're off! Harold's in front, Swerve's in front, Harold's in front, Harold, Swerve! Oh, and the Russians are in front. Swerve's head. Oh, he's falling behind. But again, and Russian. Swerve. Russian. Swerve. And it's a tie.
At 1 minute 50 seconds. With suspicion, the judges called Harold to the stand.
Blah, 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 blah. Good job. Germany. Good job. Ireland. Good job. China. Very good. Oh, Harold, please. Stand here. Harold, we have reason to believe that you were not giving this tournament your all.
I was indeed giving it my all.
But if what your statistics say were true, then giving it your all would have beaten the Russians.
Well, beating the Russians wouldn't have given it my all. Equaling them takes my all.
I beg your pardon?
Listen, you tried to get to the tennis baseball exactly 300 feet, 41 inches. I mean, frankly, I didn't know if I could do it. It was easier than I thought. Did anyone else want to have their records equaled? You? How about you? Canada? Yes!
So Harold Swerg went back home to continue making his living as a filing clerk, just as he's always wanted.